So, the Apocrypha. Somebody asked me, why are you reading out of Apocrypha? And that's not part of the canonized, book. And, was this really authorized? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let me just give a little history about the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha is comprised of 14 books that were originally a part of the King James Version Bible. The 1611 King James Version Bible includes these 14 books. I want to read the names of these books just so everyone knows if they've ever heard of them. It's like 1st and 2nd Esdras, which is two separate books, Tobit, Judith, the rest of Esther, The Wisdom of Solomon, Ecclesiasticus, Baruch with the Epistle of Jeremiah, The Song of the Three Holy Children, The History of Susanna, Baal and the Dragon, The Prayer of the Manassas, The First Maccabees, The Second Maccabees. Now, according to the Roman Catholic Church, right, the reason why they took the books out is because the books were, they were costing a lot to print. This book is very thin. So I don't see where it would have been a big deal to continue to print those books, but that's just me. That's just my, opinion. But the reason why I feel like it's important to even give history on this book is because this Apocrypha just means hidden, right? But the book isn't really hidden. It was just not included in the newer versions of the King James 16, from the 1611 version to the current version that most people are reading right now. Now, I don't read out of the NIV because the NIV is missing. It's missing multiple verses out of the Bible. I think it's like at least 15 or 16 verses that it's missing. So I don't even bother with that Bible, but I do have one, and it's funny because you can actually read, like let's say for example, I'll give you an example. I believe it's in let me see. I think it's Matthew 17. Yeah, Matthew 17 verse 21. It says, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Now, the reason why I think that it's important that this particular verse, I'm not even gonna read the rest of them, but this particular verse in general, the fact that this was taken out is very a very serious thing because a lot of people think that fasting is like optional, like if you're walking with Christ, that fasting is not something that you really have to do, but certain spirits that attach themselves to you can only come out by prayer and fasting. So yeah, you can get delivered from smaller things, but for the bigger things, the bigger strongholds, you have to fast. So the fact that they took that out, that particular scripture, I just think that's crazy because it literally, like in Matthew, in this particular scripture in the NIV, it literally jumps from like Matthew 17, 20 to like Matthew 17, 22. Like they're not even trying to hide that something else was there. I just think the Bible itself is crazy, but that's just me. Anyway, this Apocrypha was included in the Geneva Bible. It's like the Geneva 1516 edition. And in that edition, Jesus directly quotes out of the Geneva out of Ezra. It's the second book of Ezra. He quotes out of that book. This the 1560 edition references that, and I want to hurry up and kind of read it to you because I want to make this kind of quick. But okay, so I'm gonna read it quick. It says, it's Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. It says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them which are sent to thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as the hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your habitation shall be left unto you desolate." Now, that's the Geneva Bible in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. In the King James Version, and this is not the 1611, this is just like any standard King James Version. It says, same scripture, same verse. It says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Now, okay, clearly those two scriptures are there, right? Well, in 2nd Esdras, it says, it's 2nd Esdras chapter 1:30. It says, I gather you together as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. But now, what shall I do unto you? I will cast you out from my face. Then verse 33, you jump to that. It says, thus saith the Lord, your house is desolate. I will cast you out as the wind doth stubble. Now, somebody say, oh, that's not a big deal. I think it is a big deal, because if you want to jump to 2nd Esdras chapter, 2nd Esdras 7, chapter 28. God sends Esdras, which Esdras is Ezra. It's the same person. So he's telling him, he sends an angel to tell him, like, look, since my people aren't doing what they need to do, I'm going to send him my son. So I'm going to read it to you. It says, but his law have they despised, and denied his covenants, in his statutes have they not been faithful, and have not performed his works. And therefore, Esdras, for the empty are empty things, and for the full are the full things. Behold, the time shall come that these tokens which I have told thee shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and she coming forth shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whoever is delivered from the foresaid evil shall see my wonders. For my son Jesus shall be revealed with those that be with him, and they that remain shall rejoice within 400 years. After these years shall my son Christ die, and all men that have life. And the world shall be turned into the old silent 7 days, like as in the former judgment, so that no man shall remain. Now, that's a direct prophecy of Jesus to come. Why isn't this book in here? Why did they take these books out? Now, if you read all of the books, they're very deep, they're very interesting, and they explain a lot of the regular version that, you know, the King James version that doesn't include, it explains this, you know, more so in its entirety. But what I want to pay, I want to, you know, point out is that it's a lot of parts in our Bible, in Chronicles, it mentions other books, the book of Gad the seer, the book of Nathan the seer, the book of Jehu. It's a few books that you can actually purchase these books. They're not really lost. They're just looking for someone to find them, pretty much. It's not that they don't exist or they're under some stone somewhere, because they're not. So the Apocrypha, one thing about it that it explains, which is my personal opinion why they took it out, is because the Apocrypha itself, it gives the prophecy that the books will be hidden. So, and again, back to 2nd Esdras. You go to 2nd Esdras chapter 14. Basically, God is telling Ezra, you know, what he needs him to do, right? It's like, well, what'll happen to the future generation to come? You know, they burned all of our books. Most of these prophets are dead. What help will they have? So Ezra is being told by God, like, this is what you do. I'm gonna send you 5 men, and those 5 men are gonna be used as scribes, and all they need to do is write. And I'm gonna give you the information, and you just tell them what you need them to write, and they will write it. So I want to read it. It says, I'll jump to where it says, this is Esdras chapter 37. It says, so I took the 5 men as he commanded me, and we went into the field and remained there. And the next day, behold, a voice called me, saying, Esdras, open thy mouth and drink that I give thee to drink. Then opened I my mouth, and behold, he reached me a full cup, which was full of it were with water, which was full as it were with water, but the color of it was like fire. And I took it and drank. And when I had drunk of it, my heart uttered understanding, and wisdom grew in my breast. For my spirit strengthened my memory, and my mouth was open and shut no more. The highest gave me understanding unto the five men, and they wrote the wonderful visions of the night that were told, which they knew not. And they sat 40 days, and they wrote in the day, and at night they ate bread. As for me, I spake in the day, and I held not my tongue by night. In 40 days they wrote 204 books. And it came to pass, when the 40 days were fulfilled, that the highest spake, saying, the first that thou hast written, publish openly, that the worthy and unworthy may read it. But keep the 70 last, that thou mayest deliver them only to such as be wise among the people, for in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the stream of knowledge. And I did so. Now, the reason I want to point that out, this book is clearly showing that there are other books missing. So when people want to hold on to the 66, the canonized books of the Bible, clearly God is referencing that there are more books. If you read this apocryphal book, like I said, I grew up with a 1611 King James version, and so this book was in there, or these set of books were already in there. So when I got a newer Bible, I didn't even realize that those books were not in there. So it wasn't until one day I wanted to look for them that I'm like, okay, why aren't these books in here? I grew up with this 1611 version. So saying that is to say, I'm encouraging everybody to study for yourself, you know, study to show yourself approved unto God. It's really important that you do that on your own, because a lot of times your pastors may not know. And I'm not saying that they are intentionally trying to deceive. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying that is that we have a responsibility to God to show ourselves approved unto him. So if you're seeking God diligently, he will send his Holy Spirit to teach you. He will send you the spirit of truth and direct you to where you need to go, to what book you need to pick up, what video you need to watch, what church you really need to go to, the person you really need to follow, the things you should pick up, put down, throw away. He will show you all of that. God will send all of that to you through the Holy Spirit. So I'm encouraging everybody to, you know, read for themselves. Clearly, you know, there are books that are for everybody, and there's some books that are not for anybody. The people who may be finding these books, you know, like I have been, and talking to other people, everybody won't receive these books. And clearly these books are not for everybody. So don't take it personally if you try to share these with a family member and they reject it. It's almost like it's prophesied to do that. I just wanted to speak on the book because a lot of people have asked me that question. And why I don't read out of the NIV, or why do I have so many different books I'm reading out of? And it's because my personal opinion was that I wanted to make sure that I was not being tricked by Satan in any way. So I wanted to, you know, I was reading books and examining things for inconsistencies for myself. And that's kind of how I got here where I am. So if anybody is doing that, you know, I'm not telling you just to follow me, like, because my goal here is to just get people to repent and encourage them to pick up these books, you know, to encourage them to read for themselves. Don't lean to another man for understanding. Don't even lean to yourself for understanding. The Holy Spirit will show you what to do and will, you know, totally direct your steps. So that's all I wanted to mention. I guess I want to, you know, post this publicly so maybe other people, you know, can share their thoughts, or, you know, learn from themselves, or for themselves, or pick the book up. So I hope that encourages somebody or answers some questions. But again, seek the Holy Spirit. He will show you things that your pastor cannot, that your favorite YouTube channel cannot show you. So be encouraged.